by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuanzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. Concourse dismisses an application to halt recruitment of Superior Court judges. ASC urges Bram Mundugile to officially report to 7 bribery claims. And in Global News, 2 in custody as police respond to developing incident at Australia's Bondi Beach. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Constitutional Court has dismissed an application filed by the Legal Resources Foundation Limited seeking to halt the ongoing recruitment process of judges of the Superior Courts. The application filed on 11 November 2025 sought an interim conservatory order to stop the recruitment of an additional 20 judges pending determination of the petition, with the petitioner arguing that the appointments would cause irreparable harm. In opposing the application, Attorney General Murilo Kabesha told the court that the recruitment exercise is being conducted in accordance with the law, that expanding the bench to reduce case backlogs in the public interest, and that the petitioner had delayed in seeking the conservatory relief. Mr. Kabesha also submitted that recommendations by the Judicial Service Commission to the President are not final until the constitutional appointment process is completed. According to a Ministry of Justice statement issued by Principal Public Relations Officer Joe Nkandani, Constitutional Court Deputy Judge President Arnold Shirimi found that the matter did not warrant the exercise of judicial discretion to grant a conservatory order, and that the petitioner failed to establish a prima facie case sufficient to justify halting the recruitment process. A conservatory order is a temporary court order to preserve the status quo or protect rights until a full hearing, preventing actions that would make a final judgment meaningless. Alliance Against Corruption, AAC, has called on Improcoso Member of Parliament Brian Mundugile to formally report allegations of bribery related to Bill 7 to the Anti-Corruption Commission and cooperate fully with investigations. This comes after Mr. Mundugile claimed a senior UPND member bribed members of Parliament and ministers to support the bill. AAC Executive Director Noel Tsere has condemned any attempts to corrupt the legislative process, saying it threatens democratic institutions and undermines public trust. He notes that the allegations were made publicly without evidence, stating that unsubstantiated claims can hinder anti-corruption efforts. Mr. Chisebe is also urging the Anti-Corruption Commission to swiftly investigate and establish the truth on the matter.
The Alliance Against Corruption is deeply concerned about the allegations made by Honorable Brian Mundugile, MP from Porokoso, regarding a senior UPND member allegedly bribing MPs and ministers to vote in favor of the civil. We strongly condemn any attempt to corrupt legislative process and undermine the integrity of our institutions. However, we are equally concerned that such serious allegations are being made publicly without any concrete evidence or formal reports to the relevant authorities.
The Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, has announced its participation in the forthcoming Chawama constituency by-election, contradicting circulating information on social media that it has no candidate. FDD Information and Publicity Secretary Cesar Liteta says the party under the umbrella of the Tonse Alliance has met all filing requirements and will announce its candidate before the nomination date on Tuesday, 16th December 2025. Mr. Liteta has explained that the FDD is engaging with local people to choose a candidate of their choice with a transparent process involving all structures. He adds that the party is ready to take the race to parliament with its alliance partners committed to supporting the chosen candidate.
The Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, wishes to inform the general public, in particular the people of Chawama constituents, that it is fully participating in the forthcoming Chawama constituents by-elections, contrary to circulating information on social media that it has no candidate. We are fully participating in these by-elections, and all filing in processes and requirements have been met, with a candidate being announced soon before the nomination date. Nominations are on Tuesday, the 16th of December, and before that, our candidate will be unveiled. We are engaging the local people from Chawama to give us a candidate of their choice. The FDD and its alliance partners will not impose a candidate on the people of Chawama.
Economic analyst Yusuf Dodia says government is likely to surpass its projected 6-8% inflation target band set for the first quarter of 2026. Mr. Dodia notes that there is no need for concern over deflation, stressing that it would be beneficial for the country's overall economic growth. He has explained to Phoenix News that the inflation rate has continued to decline at a rapid pace, making it highly possible that government's target of achieving a 6-8% inflation rate by the first quarter of next year could be surpassed in a much shorter time. Mr. Dodia has further highlighted that lower inflation would ease pressure on households and businesses, improve purchase power, and create a more stable environment for investment, which in turn could support sustained economic expansion.
I think we are likely to surpass it if we continue focusing on the export proceeds tracking framework and make sure that all those export earnings come into Zambian banks. Then we will definitely see our inflation rate falling to single digit figures even within 2026.
A 37-year-old man identified as Ivan Sichala, an employee of Kalumbila Mine and resident of Solwezi, has drowned in a swimming pool at Ndozo Lodge along Kafua Road in Chilanga District. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Lusaka City Council Nyambe Wulumba says that the incident occurred last night around 21 hours during a reunion party of former Mansa Secondary School 2005 graduates held at the lodge. Mr. Wulumba says that the now deceased was last seen alive at approximately 21:15 hours, prompting his colleagues to initiate a search after noticing his absence, which ultimately led to the discovery of his body in the swimming pool. He says the Lusaka Fire Brigade, working in collaboration with the Chilanga Fire Brigade, responded swiftly to the emergency call and successfully retrieved Mr. Chishala's body from the pool and handed it over to the Chilanga police for further investigation and subsequent transfer to a health facility.
A 37-year-old man, Ivan Sichala, an employee of Kalumbila Mine and resident of Solwezi, has tragically lost his life by drowning in the swimming pool at Ndozo Lodge, Mimoso area, along Kapiwe Road in Chilanga District. The incident occurred on Saturday, 15th December 2025, around 21 hours, during a reunion part of former Mansa Secondary School 2005 graduates held at the same lodge. Sasha was last seen alive at approximately 21:15 p.m., a situation that prompted his colleagues to initiate a search after noticing his absence from the crew, which ultimately led to the discovery of his body in the swimming pool.
Phoenix News, we take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM.